True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What world is going on here?
Bulldog, this is Men at Work.
Suddenly, why did you...
6'4", full of muscle.
Why did you play this straight all of a sudden? What happened to you?
You speak my language.
Come on.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Thank you. You nailed it.
I come from the land down under. Ba 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 ba.
Thunder. Thunder at the end there.
Can you hear the thunder?
Oh, see, I was wrong.
You better run. You better take cover.
Oh!
Wow.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
We are not Shope and the Bulldog.
Zach Jones. We are not.
Derek Kramer hanging with you here. Mike Shope will be back tomorrow. Bulldog has the week off, so he'll be back next Tuesday, as we do have Labor Day coming up on Monday. Yeah, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here as the Bills preseason is finally, mercifully over with.
Yes.
They won a game 23-19 over Tampa. Doesn't really matter. It's just over, and now next up is the regular season.
Don't say that, because Saturday was good karma for anyone that had to stick around and watch that Bears game all the way throughout.
I mean,
it was
enjoyable.
Good for you. You actually got something out of it. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of nice plays by Cole Bishop, Deion Walker, like a couple of the guys that you were actually interested in. Tyrell Shavers makes a nice one-handed catch. A lot of people that you were interested in looking at actually were able to go ahead and do those things. So it was a reward. It was karmic retribution on the positive end for whoever had to suffer through that terrible, no good, everything bad Bears game from the second week.
Yeah, you could take some stuff away. Cole Bishop looked much better than he did against the Bears. Tyrell Shavers continued to have what has ultimately for him been a really good summer, just flat out both at camp and in the preseason. Shane Buechele, even if it's not on the Bills, I think absolutely secured himself a job in the NFL, whether it be practice squad, QB2, QB3, what have you. I do not imagine his NFL career's ending. Deion Walker, there's going to be people that make outlandish statements about him in about a week or two with the way he has played in the preseason. He has been very, very good. Same with TJ Sanders. Tyler Bass was able to start kicking a lot more, and
he kicked
got
for the
him
first
going.
Time yeah. in literally weeks. He was dealing with that pelvic injury. Yeah, he misses the 20-some-odd yard field goal. So, you know, hey, we get the full experience of, hey, is he actually still okay? Or
right.
is he just who he always is at this point and misses the occasional chip shot field goal? Sure.
I didn't see it live. I realized it afterwards. I was like, oh. All right, well, we're going to ignore that. We're going to move right along.
I didn't see it live, but I reacted to it live-ish. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so they're lining up for your field goal. And then in the newsroom, I just turn around like, oh, he missed that? Okay.
Yeah. You just got to move on.
Moving like, right. on. Moving right along. If you're going to miss a field goal, let it be in the third preseason game in the fourth quarter when you're up by 10.
Only bad news, we didn't really get much of an update on cornerback Tre'Davious White. We know he was getting an MRI. We don't know anything about the actual results of that. We probably won't, I think, at least until tomorrow or Wednesday.
Exactly.
We'll talk to Sal in the 4 o'clock hour. We probably won't have any new information by then either.
Even
it's
then,
just more
the new information, I bet it's not substantial.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have a better chance of breaking into Moscow than getting information on Trey White right now, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
We'll also have Kevin Clark of ESPN, formerly of The Ringer. He's going to join the show at 3:30. I mentioned Sal Capaccio will join us at 4. Kind of a big topic of today, because the preseason is over with, more appropriate time to have some bold prediction action. We'll be doing ours, me and you, me and Derek. We'll be doing ours at 5 p.m. If you want to call in any of your bold predictions, both the NFL, the Bills, what have you, you can call in 803-0550, the number to call to join the show.
You can also tweet them up with us as well, at DerekKramer49.
Don't tweet at me. I can't read.
Okay. Don't tweet it, Zach. Chat, bullpen, I guess we're not using the chat because Zachary can't. Just remember, left to right, top to bottom.
Bingo. There you go.
Group of words equals a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just so we know. Who would have thought in our year 2025 I'd get you a Tommy Boy quote?
Only seen that movie once. Only seen it once. I liked it.
And that's the quote I give you.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's take Tylenol from headaches.
Okay.
Not saying the other part of that line.
Is that a movie I should maybe see more than once?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
I might have time to do that.
Big guy in a little coat. Big guy in a little coat. Come on. You got
to
see it.
I do need to see this again. Two of the three quotes you guys gave me, I'm like, I know this Tommy Boy. I can't even picture the scene.
Richard, what's happening?
Maybe I do have to see this movie again.
Yeah, we got to get back on track before I just start going on Tommy Boy for the entire show.
But where I do want to start today is, as we mentioned, the preseason is wrapped up. Cut day is tomorrow. Joe mentioned the update. 4 o'clock is the deadline. And to be fair, looking at the Bills, there aren't, at least to me, a lot of question marks. I think on Saturday, Tyrell Shavers solidified himself. I think he's making this roster. I don't think it's on the practice squad. I think he's done enough to that would cause the Bills to be a little worried if you threw him on the practice squad that he won't be there the next day. I think Elijah Moore is making the team. I think Curtis Samuel is making the team, even though he was not there over the weekend due to an illness. It sounds like practice, once he's gotten healthy, has done much better for him. Dane Jackson played really late into the game on Saturday against Tampa.
All the way
through
the end.
Yeah. And so I could fully see him getting caught and that going the exact way it was sounding like it was going to even before the Trey White injury. So for me, a lot of it now actually is what the hell is the Jordan Phillips signing going to do to all of this?
My bet
That's the big one.
My bet is it has to do with Dwayne Carter or Daquan Jones. A lot of people are immediately going to the second year player in Carter on this. He hasn't had a good enough camp. He's been pretty quiet. Not enough splash plays, especially when you're seeing Walker coming up with one in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past Saturday, easily looks like one of the better defensive tackles on the depth chart at this point. So it doesn't bode well for him. But I also do think it might be, can we stash Dwayne Carter on the practice squad?
Oof.
The team might be asking themselves that.
The team might be asking that.
Or Daquan Jones. Do they think that they've found enough from what they have to where they move on from the veteran?
That's – and I love Daquan Jones. And two years ago, he and Ed Oliver were causing a big problem for opposing offenses from the interior of the defensive line. If it's Carter, though, that sucks. That's a whiff. And while I personally don't care, that is also the pick that you kind of wanted to tout saying, well, we didn't take Worthy – but we got this guy and Keon Coleman. If by year two you're already like, yeah, so that third round pick's on the practice squad, that's a rough look. I think if it's got to be somebody, sucks for Daquan Jones. You hope it's the veteran, and you hope they're actually able to find Dwayne Carter a role here. My only issue, man, he has been a quiet presence all summer.
He's been a quiet presence all summer.
I feel like I've only thought about him in the sense of, has he done anything?
Yeah, he's been a quiet presence, but also – again, it might be, can we sneak him onto the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
And Dane Jackson's probably the same thing. My bet is that Jackson gets cut and put on the practice squad, and as Sal Capaccio had put out over the weekend, you can call him up a couple times if you need to.
Right.
Like, you could cut him all along, protect the rest of your depth chart, and then bring in Dane Jackson for a couple starts to start the year if need be. So Jackson could very much be playing well into the fourth quarter of a preseason game, and also if the injury is worse to Trey White than we all initially think,
mm-hmm.
he could still be cornerback too.
Could work. Could work. They wanted to do too much, I don't think, on the roster. I think for the most part, you kind of got the group you want. The only frustrating thing is the injuries. I mentioned it, Cole Bishop. I think you can leave a little bit. I don't want to say you breathe a sigh of relief, but yeah, you breathe a sigh of relief going, okay, now second game, more practices, he looked better. There really just isn't that many questions on the roster as of now.
Right.
And that is something, I guess, both exciting but also a little nerve-wracking with these Bills because, as I put it in our mid-morning show, the Extra Point show when we're hosting, they've got to find some star power. They've got to find guys that are going to finish games, that are going to take away games. You're going to have to game plan for them, et cetera. They have the group now, and it feels like they haven't really learned anything else.
If Deion Walker pops,
mm-hmm.
even as a round four pick, a home run's still a home run. It doesn't matter where you hit it. Like Christian Benford.
Right.
Dude's a six-round pick. It popped.
He's the lockdown corner, yeah.
It popped. He's not a superstar, but it's popped. That's still what you'd call a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's an inside the park home run for the analogy.
That'll work.
Still home run.
Yeah, but inside the park home runs are really exciting. Well, no, then that works then. It's a sixth round pick. It's yeah. a little. It's surprising. It's stunning.
It's not that expected.
Works. That works, yeah.
It comes out of nowhere, really. You hit on something. And Deion Walker looks every bit of the promise right now of the player that was rumored to at least be a day two prospect. If healthy,
mm-hmm.
because he's dealing with that back injury last year in Kentucky. Throughout the offseason, they want to slow play it with him. If he is.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What projections have promised him to be? Bills might have found a capable,
yeah.
at minimum, a capable rotational piece. And at maximum, you might have found something cool.
Well, and especially with him, I was not the biggest fan of the pick at the time because watching his last year at Kentucky, we now know he was dealing with an injury in his back that was really hampering him. But at the time, watching him, Kentucky was a bad team. He looked very slow, and it just looked he was a big guy. Like that's all he was, but he didn't move, you know, very quick. Now that he's rehabbed that, man, he looks like the guy. Chris Trapasso, friend of the show, friend of the station, tweeted out as well, like his pressure rates from the interior as a freshman in the SEC was 12%. And he made sure to mention, you know, anything above 10% pressure rate is a massive hit. And he was doing that as a freshman in the SEC.
Yeah.
And so I know Sal has talked about this and Eric Turner over at Cover One have talked about this, I think together. This is a guy that at this time last year was considered probably a fringe first-round pick. Let's see how his season goes. He might even get into the middle part of the first round. And then he has a disastrous season, and he falls all the way to the fourth. And yeah, like it just could be one of those. You both lucked into it, but also it just kind of worked out for you. Because, I mean, they could have taken him in the second or third round if they really liked him that much. They didn't totally know, or maybe at least didn't know what he could be. And we still don't know what he could be. It's only the preseason. But that game on Saturday, it just continued what was already a very good summer for him, already a very good preseason. He was making a lot of splash plays. TJ Sanders was maybe more consistent, but Walker was making more splash plays. And my goodness, the thing I look at it, Derek, is this. In the preseason, maybe the only thing I can take is, do the starters look out of place? Do they look like, oh, you shouldn't be playing right now? Go sit down. Like in that positive, you need to go take a seat. Get ready.
That was probably a lot of the fear from the Bears game with Cole Bishop.
That's exactly, I think, what it was. I think that's exactly what it was, is that he looks lost against starters, sure, but he looks like a backup on a backup defense.
Right.
It didn't look good. Walker against Tampa, I mean, I tweeted it out. All set, big dog. Go sit down. Get ready for week one.
Yeah, you're done.
That's what he looked like. Again, it's just preseason. You don't want to build it up too much because you're going to build yourself up to likely have a bad time and expectations aren't met and the whole thing. And I've said this about Sanders and Walker before. I don't want to build them up to be, you guys need to be all pros in your rookie year. No, not at all. But Walker already in his first preseason looks like he does not belong with backups. He looks like a guy that by this time next year, we'll all be sitting there going, I really hope he isn't playing. He'll be part of that group of Allen, of Benford, of Kincaid, the offensive line of like, I don't need you to play. He looks like that already.
Yes.
Well, we haven't seen anything from the regular season. He may prove to be a fourth-round rookie. And there's some growing pains with that. But the early signs from him look incredible.
Right. And it's kind of where you look at it and go, hopefully you hit a quality starter with one of these two. Maybe instead you might get a quality starter out of both of them. Obviously Ed Oliver being there is a nice thing to have. Who knows? But if you can get quality contributions out of both of your rookie defensive tackles this year, and what was a stacked defensive tackle class, hey, maybe they were right all along about that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, again, that's what you want. And it does look like initially that might be the case. TJ Sanders might be the more consistent of the two, who will give you more steady progress, especially against the run, whereas Deion Walker is going to come in and just wreak havoc for you randomly, and a quarterback's going to have to deal with 6'7", 340 pounds of oh crap coming my way.
Yeah. That's what Bills fans, and I think the Bills, have been looking for, is to have the big guys that they can lean on. The defensive tackles last year were simply not good enough. Run defense as a whole, the defense was pretty good, but it was mainly due to the edge rushers, corners, linebackers, what have you. The D tackles were not very good in tackles for loss and even just run stuffing. Now you hope, I mean, one of the biggest plays from Walker on Saturday was a massive tackle for loss on a run play. You hope that's where it's heading, and the early signs are pretty good. I'm not going to say they're great, but the early signs are pretty good. Because they don't need to go from what were they? You know, they were one of the worst third down defenses in the league. They don't have to go from that to number one. Don't get me wrong. Again, this is where don't ask for too much because then you're going to get disappointed. But if they can go to like top 15 with a bunch of rookies and young guys playing big minutes and a lot of reps, mainly because Hoyt and Ogunjobi will be suspended the first six games, that's good. And you can win a Super Bowl with that. When your quarterback is Josh Allen, you can win a Super Bowl with that. Then it gets exciting if that does happen because you have these young guys who will have been developing and going, man, we won with those guys basically not knowing what they're doing for half the year, kind of just going out and playing. That's where the excitement comes in. It's hard to preach patience and development in a Super Bowl window, but it is still occurring. That is still a thing going on.
To tie in what our major point for the second half of the show in particular is going to be, bold predictions. I do have one about a Bills rookie defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a question of, do I give out a little bit of a teaser on something here, or do I hold on to it?
That's up to you. That's up to you.
And you know what? I think I'm going to – we got to at least entertain the idea so that people do come back for this thing around 5 o'clock, right? Because there might be people in and out of their cars. They're like, what the hell are you talking about bold predictions when you're not even talking about that right now? I do think Deion Walker gets 5.5 sacks this year. And it is because of the type of player that he is. He is more of the flash in the pan. He's more of the random. The peaks and the valleys are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that 5.5 sacks for a defensive tackle, especially a fourth-round rookie, would be an interesting number. Because that means, hey, you've got an impact player right away in the rotation. The valleys are going to be there. He'll have probably a couple plays where like big rushes come because he's not as stout of a run defender despite his frame.
Yeah.
But the splash plays are there. So there it is. We'll tease up the first bold prediction there. 5.5 sacks for Deion Walker.
That'd be great for a rookie D tackle. I mean, if TJ Sanders had that, I think he'd be, defensive tackle. Edge rusher, it's a little bit different. But
5.5 in a rookie season for a mid-round rookie pick, though, would not be bad for a defensive end.
No.
For a defensive tackle mid-round pick, you're probably finding something there.
I like that you bring it up, too, like the peaks and valleys he's going to have. Like the peaks will be awesome. The valleys, though, will be, oh, goodness, get him off the field. Like, what are we doing
here? It was third and 17. What are we doing? That's exactly the valley that you're probably looking at where you just want to, like, roll over and cry. Because it's like, oh, we could have got off the field on third down. Awesome. And we didn't because Deion Walker fell for a draw play.
Mm-hmm. But that is where it becomes the preach patience. And I've said this about the defense as a whole. I don't really care what they look like September 7th against Baltimore. I want to win the game. But I also don't want them to peak then. You look 2 years ago, 3 years ago against L.A., the Bills peaked defensively that game. 5 sacks. They looked dominant, the whole thing. Statistically, could they maybe have had a better game? Sure, what have you. They beat the Chiefs that year. Von Miller's awesome.
Right.
But that's the peak of 5 sacks. They look unbelievable. Look what they did to the reigning defending, Super Bowl champion.
Right.
I'd be okay if there's some rust they've got to shake off. It doesn't look totally good. It's why, like for me, even with the Baltimore game, it's going to mean a lot to the one seed. It's going to mean a lot to the AFC playoff seeding. But also, you're going to be playing with a lot of young guys. You may be having guys that have been dealing with some injuries, what have you. Trey White, we'll see how serious that is. Even if it's not, he's picked up an injury right beforehand. Cole Bishop is starting to kind of ramp up. Max Harrison. So I'm not, saying it's going to absolutely be a loss. Far from it. They won last year with a defense that they looked at themselves and went, well, that's got to change entirely.
Right.
That whole thing's got to change outside of a few pieces. And they beat them last year. Yeah, they got turnovers. I get it. But I'm not in this almost panic feeling with it, in part because the rookies have looked good. But also, for me, I care far more what they look like in November, December, January, and going into the playoffs and towards the end of the year, post-bye. I mean, they have an earlier bye this year, but post-bye, that's when I'm going to really care what they look like. I've gotten to that point with this Bills group, and I know some don't really love Sean McDermott or what they do and what have you, and I have my own issues with Brandon Bean. But I pretty much can take it to the bank. They're going to win at least 11 games.
Yeah.
So for me, I care. How do you look at the end of the year? How do your players look at the end of the year?
Are you starting to really get into the groove of things throughout your first year or even for your veterans? Can you still be getting into a groove, playing some of your best football? Here's the good news. The Bills typically do that.
Yeah.
It's about injuries at the wrong times to the wrong players. And you don't run a system that seems to work against the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, they seem to love it.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Those are the two things that are wrong with you at this point, really, in your playoff runs. Your system clearly is not akin to stopping the Chiefs consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's because you also have players like A.J. Klein chasing Travis Kelce a couple of years ago. Or you don't get even your third string middle linebacker, because like Baylen Specter played well against Pittsburgh in that wild card game, and then he's out, and that's what that leads to about getting Klein into the lineup. It's because you have no choice, because even your third string Mike is out. There is some luck involved. Look at the injuries, even this preseason. They get rid of their strength and conditioning coach, they replace that, make a move there, and all of a sudden players are more banged up in training camp.
Now,
luck has something to do with that. It really does. It always does. And I don't think that the Bills have a problem overcoming that during a regular season. It is just ultimately in a conference where only one of 16 teams makes it through, the more bad luck that piles up against you, the harder it is ultimately going to become to overcome. You do have your skill points to it, too. Offense had the football last. They did have a chance to go ahead and
They had the last 2 years.
They have had it the last 2 years against the Chiefs. They've had the ball last. You did have a chance to make a difference, and you just didn't make enough plays. I do think that that always still has to be said. There are enough ways that the Chiefs have beaten you. And sometimes that's also just on the field and with the players. It's not always about coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, when you're the only defense to give up over 30 points to those Chiefs last year, maybe there is something about the system that you need to tweak it against them specifically.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the show. Give your bold predictions ahead of me and Derek unveiling ours at 5 o'clock. Or you want to talk about the last Bills preseason game. They looked much better than they did against Chicago in their 23-19 win over Tampa Bay. Would love to hear your thoughts as well. But we do also have some breaking news in the NFL. A few hours ago, one of the hot commodity trade targets is off the market. Commanders and All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin did agree to a three-year extension worth over $96 million. And then just a few minutes ago, Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers has requested a trade. This coming from Jordan Schultz. Was a 1,000-yard receiver last year, I think just barely 1,000 yards.
The Vikings are going to love that request.
Yeah, Vikings or 49ers, there could be a few teams involved on that. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in for Schopen the Bulldog today. Coming up next, ESPN's Kevin Clark is going to join the show. He was at Bills camp a few weeks ago. We'll get his thoughts on the Bills and also the AFC as a whole. That's coming up after this timeout. You're listening to WGR.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.